AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has faced some tests in the early going. The UN's Stefan Dujarric is urging calm.
It's important for everyone to show restraint and that the status quo at the holy sites must be respected. And I think, in these situations, I think both political leaders, religious leaders have a responsibility to speak out against anyone who disrupts peace.
Many Palestinians see the ceasefire as a costly but clear victory for Hamas over a far more powerful Israel. Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison says he will lead the prosecution of Kim Potter, a former suburban police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright. The police chief in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, said he believed Potter meant to use her taser instead of her handgun on Wright during a traffic stop. The Biden administration has new partners in highlighting the benefit of coronavirus vaccinations. Dating apps.
White House virus response advisor Andy Slavitt says the pandemic's taken a toll on social lives.
Social distancing and dating were always a bit of a challenging combination.
He says several dating apps like Tinder, Match, and Bumble are rolling out incentives for users to get vaccinated, like badges showing their vaccination status. One app, OkCupid, says users who have been or plan to get vaccinated have been finding 14% more matches.
We have finally found the one thing that makes us all more attractive. A vaccination.
But just like with height and weight, there's no way to verify users are being honest about their vaccination status. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California is going to drop social distancing and will allow full capacity for businesses when the state reopens June 15th. Amazon temporarily shut down a second warehouse construction site in Connecticut after a seventh noose was found hanging over a beam. This is AP News. Pfizer and BioNTech have pledged to deliver 2 billion doses of their vaccine to low- and middle-income countries over the next 18 months.
The companies, which together developed the first vaccine to be authorized for use in the US and Europe, have made the announcement at a global health summit in Rome, co-hosted by the EU's executive arm and Italy. Pfizer says it expects to provide 1 billion of the donated doses this year and another 1 billion in 2022 as vaccination campaigns continue to progress in the Western world. Poorer countries are struggling to acquire supplies. Earlier this week, the UN Security Council expressed concern about the small number of doses that have reached Africa. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Phil Mickelson is in the clubhouse with the lead in the second round of the PGA Championship in South Carolina. There is a group bunched up behind Mickelson on the leaderboard. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.